75.
Authorize Central East Side Interim Commercial Off-Street Parking Pilot Program.
Commissioner Novak.
Colleagues, items 1075 and 1076 are related and have to do with removing regulatory barriers that prohibit, quote, "shared use of parking stalls," which is a main concept being developed in PBOT's citywide parking strategy. And this would allow such shared use on an interim basis in the Central East Side while permanent code changes are developed as part of the Central City 2035 plan. In the Central East Side, this idea has been a major theme in the overall parking management strategy discussions with the district for over 3 years. In 2012, PBOT worked with local stakeholders to develop the Central East Side Parking Management Plan. We learned that on-street parking reaches full occupancy as early as 8:00 a.m., but off-street parking was observed to be heavily underutilized. Additionally, in 2014, PBOT learned that parking was even more fully subscribed than it was in 2012. Code changes, again, are under development currently as part of Central City 2035 to allow and encourage the more efficient use of existing parking. Those changes are expected to be before the council sometime in 2016. The second ordinance will specifically address parking supply along Southeast Water Avenue that has seen the most job growth since the creation of the employment opportunity subareas in 2006 and has added significant pressure on the on-street parking supply. PDC is in the process of purchasing several vacant parcels from ODOT and intends to develop the site with a significant employment component. Several code provisions prevent this property from currently operating as a parking lot. PDC temporarily allowing parking on the northernmost of these blocks will provide immediate relief to the oversubscribed parking system while permanent parking solutions are being pursued. There's been extensive public outreach since 2012 related specifically to this issue, and there's broad support for the commercial parking pilot program. And we talked about this concept of shared parking in our overall parking review a couple of weeks ago. And basically, the idea is if a bank has a parking lot that is not being used by bank customers, then the bank can rent out those spaces to the general public under this pilot, for example.
Commissioner, I fully support your ordinance, but I have a question. In this concept of shared parking, particularly in the example you used of a bank that might make the space available in the evening hours, would that property owner be subject to a different regulatory framework than a typical property owner that's in the full-time business of providing parking services?
Grant, you want to take a shot at that?
I don't believe that they would. No, I don't. Under this interim program, we're proposing that commercial shared parking would be limited to monthly agreements, at least during this 18-month period, and PBOT would manage the issuance of those contracts.
Yes, maybe let me state it just in plain English. I've heard from a bunch of people that they want to be able to capitalize on those dormant spaces after hours, like bank parking spaces. But one of the things that'll discourage people from doing that is if we over-regulate that use. And you heavily regulate the people that run our full-time parking, right? There's all kinds of rules about what you have to do, and you have to have an operator and equipment. And I'm hoping that we're developing a lighter touch for shared parking since it's more episodic, more opportunistic, and it's not the full-time business of these property owners.
Yeah, that's our approach, and really removing regulatory barriers is what this ordinance is all about.
Other questions? Thank you very much. Anyone want to read the second one?
Yep. It's 1076. Authorize temporary commercial parking on Oregon Department of Transportation blocks as part of the Central East Side Interim Commercial Off-Street Parking Pilot Program.
Further explanation of this? I know you covered it a minute ago, so. Questions?
Grant, is there anything you'd want to add particularly?
No, you did an excellent job of summarizing what would have been my presentation, so thank you for that.
Good answer.
Actually, Erica Niebel in conference with you did an excellent job of summarizing, and I just read my talking points.
Good work. I can't wait to see that done, so this is great. Okay, anyone want to speak on these items? If not, then they both 1075 and 1076 passed the second reading.